3. He obviously wasn't hit, Jason said. Leah sat in the front passenger seat and glanced back at Caleb's frail, bouncing figure, staring off at the sharp, angular landscape. The boy hadn't offered any explanation, at least none that she or Jason could understand. He'd rattled off a string of words in Ge'ez, the language preferred by most Ethiopian Orthodox priests, but they meant nothing to her. She wasn't even sure if the boy spoke English, although it wouldn't surprise her. If the priests had taught him Amharic and Ge'ez, they'd likely exposed him to English as well. She looked back at the American.
What? The bullet just frightened the soldier and he fainted?
No, but it obviously didn't cause any damage. Dead men don't run back to their trucks and drive off.
And neither do soldiers who have the enemy pinned down.
He looked at her with a raised eyebrow. A don't be smart look.
You always mock men who save your neck?
His eyes were nearly as blue as her own. He could be of Scandinavian descent with the blonde hair.
Save my neck? You mean like you did with that pea shooter of yours? Forgive me, I'd nearly forgotten.
You're alive, aren't you? Last time I looked, the monastery was pretty much leveled. May not be thrilled with this ride, but like it or not, it saved your neck.
He's right, Leah. This man saved your life.
You're right. It hasn't been an easy day.
Jason stared ahead without responding. They would head straight for Addis Ababa, he'd said, an 8-hour journey on these roads. From there they would see. She watched the muscles on his arm flex as he gripped the wheel. It took a strong man to live in this country, and he'd done it for 2 years, he'd said. He wore blue jeans and a well-worn khaki shirt rolled at the sleeves, both layered with dust, typical American.
Maybe the soldier was wearing a vest of some kind, she said. Or you hit his belt or something, enough to knock him out without hurting him.
Jason nodded.
Makes sense.
He shook his head.
What doesn't make sense is why they haven't picked up the chase again, but they're coming. There's no way they chased us this far if they had any intention of letting us go. Something's not adding up. And why do you suppose they took off in the first place?
They fled because they were terrified by my carefully placed shots, that's why, he said, grinning. Either way, they did, for now anyway. She smiled slightly.